you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action. Hi. Yeah.
All right, just once, just fucking once, I just want a fucking bot to be real. Let me elaborate.
Okay, all right, because you lost me instantly.
I just, like, I'm on the IGs, you know, I'm hugging and I'm chugging and I'm freaking and I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing. Just, well, I'm not really fucking. I'm not fucking OnlyFans, but, you know, we're podcasters and we're proud papas all the same.
Yep.
I'm making a content. I don't even like calling it content, but it is what it is. It's a day and age we live in. You know what I'm saying?
It's a weird term.
It's a weird term. It's a weird place. It's a weird vibe. And I'm just putting shit out there, putting some vids out there, putting out podcast episodes. I know there's a million. There's a dime a dozen. But then I get the likesies and the followsies sometimes. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody legit. It's like, hey, I really like the show. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, making tossed salads. But every now and then, it's a fucking bot. Like, sexy time underscore 3990, come lick pussy.
And you're like, click.
Right. And I'm like, no, block. You know what I'm saying? I don't want these bitches, these bots fucking.
Well, I don't want them. I don't like when they're bothering the people who've commented.
It's either that or they just ask to follow and then it's just a bot.
Yep.
From Russia lingering on your page.
Yep.
But why the fuck? Like, just once I want it to be like, because you look at the picture like, god damn. Like, why can't we have that?
When it looks too good to be true.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why can't there be, like, some fucking bottle-licious tush out there that happens to be legit tush that's like, no, seriously? I just really like... That's their voice, by the way. I just love the show. Actually, I just really love the show. Or even like, actually, I just really love the show. I'm a shemale, but I really love the show. I don't discriminate.
You still got the toddies.
Right, you still got toskies and a dick. You can like the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that ever happen? Even on a personal level, do you ever, like, just be like, all right, can this be, like, a legit person that's interested instead of, like, somebody trying to fucking sell me something from new energy drink or some bullshit?
The worst is when there's, like, 2 or 3 lines of communication.
Mm.
Then it goes into bot mode and you're like, motherfucker.
It goes into bot mode.
And you're like, nah, fake click.
Somebody reached out to try to sponsor the show to try to push some all natural fucking caffeinated bullshit energy drink.
Yeah.
And then it ended up just being like a thing. Like, they sent me the samples. They actually sent me the samples.
Okay.
And I gave my mom's address because I was kind of sketched on it. She lives at a fucking, like, assisted living place. And I was like, just send it over there. Fucking, if you're going to fucking send me a bum, at least you're going to bum up that joint.
So.
I'm just saying. I mean, I know. Come on. Nothing ever happens at old people's homes, right?
It's true.
I mean, there was that shooting a couple years back.
Yeah, but that's been mad.
That was a crazy old Asian guy.
Yeah.
Not a bomb. I'm just saying. I mean, there was a thing happening in Breaking Bad, but that wasn't on me.
Did you drink them?
Jen tried them. Said they're pretty legit. And actually, they are legit. They go for like $90 a pop on Amazon.
What?
Exactly.
How big?
I was thinking we were going to get like a sponsor link, you know, a discount, da 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 da, because that's what she said in the email thread. But then I started getting bombarded with like, sign up for our members only club. Like, no, you sent this shit from fucking California.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
To me. And I said.
You slid my DMs.
And I said. More sugar. More sugar.
Underrated villain.
Underrated villain of all time?
Not all time.
Top
just
five?
Underrated
Top
in general.
Five underrated? I mean, he is Vincent D. That's Vincent D'Onofrio playing that role, which is pretty impressive.
I'm going to say underrated top 20. Top 20.
I like it. Underrated top 20.
That's a great fucking topic. Who else would go in that fucking bit? This is going to be one of those shows tonight, by the way, kids. We're gonna go
underrated villains
all over the map. I mean, you got to think about people that maybe just don't get the love.
Yeah,
you know, male or female. Why be biased?
You know, like your kite mans of the world.
Your kite mans of the world. I would almost argue counteract that now he's maybe appropriately hyped, not overhyped, but appropriately hyped because of the Harlequin show. Or no, still underdog.
I think in our circle, yes.
Even though he's
or
not
in our world,
he's not really a villain anymore. He's been de-villainized.
He really has.
Just like Man-Bat has.
And doing King cases. Shark. And,
King really Shark's definitely not a villain. Crew. Yeah. Their Any of the crew. Suicide Squad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're all lovable characters now. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You got a point. But yeah, Kite Man, I think he's good. He's gotten appropriate love now.
Right.
Like, he's got t-shirts now.
Because I think if the more ridiculous they are, the more they become likable over time. Because yeah. When they first came out, they probably were like, oh, it's the Kite Man. And I don't even know who his guy was. Was he really a Batman villain? Who the fuck
He would have had to be.
Somebody knows,
He would have had to be a Batman villain.
He would have had to be, right? I was thinking more like a Flash villain, you know. Because your boy had like Golden Glider and fucking the Wizard, the Weather Wizard.
We did have some trash villains.
But Batman has like Mad Hatter, fucking...
Who had Condiment Killer Man? Croc.
Batman had Condiment Man. Yeah. Again.
You're going to tell me anyone out of Flash's rogue gallery is worse than Condiment Man?
No, I'm saying they were all cheesy as fuck, but that's just the way it was back then. You're like, you know. But I wonder if a kid in the 50s even acknowledged how shitty some of those villains were, 50s and 60s. You know what I'm saying?
Kite Man.
Right. Ugh. Or like Egghead in the fucking Adam West shit.
Yep.
Like you had to be like, Vincent Price, like Egg, what the fuck?
Look, we're working on a budget.
Right.
You're expecting us to crank out, you know, 40 comics a week.
Right.
We just got to make shit up at this point.
I'm going to get you up on that mic a little bit, too, because now I got the headphones. Yeah, get up on that mic. Got to get up on it.
Got to get up on it.
No thing. Intro necessary tonight, folks. We're just jumping into it. If you haven't picked up by now,
fun-ass night.
We are live in the studio.
Feeling good. Sounds good in this bitch.
Definitely a studio. Yeah. Definitely not a conference room that you've been in multiple times before.
Drinking this free-ass coffee.
This free-ass coffee. I like my coffee like I like my men.
Naked.
And black. So, James Schuler is in the mix, folks. You haven't picked up on it by now. And if you don't know me by now... You will never, ever, ever know me, Nick motherfucking Stevens.
We got to get Kenny G to play that.
We got to get Kenny G to play that shit, don't we? You know what we can do
For
now?
For some reason, I feel like he did.
He probably did.
Yeah.
I know Michael Bolton did that shit.
Nope.
Bolton still got pipes for days.
Oh, that man be killing it. He was great on that Teen Titans soundtrack.
Was he on the Teen Titans?
The Teen Titans movie?
He was on that shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck did he do on that? Did he do the
"Give Me the Beat, Boys, Free My Soul"? It was a custom song.
For the Teensy Titans.
I think it was superhero movie or something.
Pull
like
that shit up so we can play that joint because I've never heard it, and then we can do that because we're not on the ZWM Box 350. We got crystal clear sound.
We can do that.
We got an engineer in here, Hank. How we doing in there?
Fuck you!
Oh my God, relax, buddy.
You brought him.
Hey, I bring him wherever I can, but you know, after I moved out, he's been in that garage ever since.
Ooh. Ain't showered or nothing.
Ain't showered or nothing. Gets ripe in there.
Hey, no one wants to talk about it. I can't fucking quit.
Hey, easy there.
All right, so the only thing that sucks about this place is...
The Wi-Fi Z's fucking you up, C's?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Hold on. I got it.
You got to get your boy on that.
So Bolton, Teen Titans. Let's pull this shit up. Oh, shit.
Yep. Upbeat. It's like upbeat something.
Upbeat inspirational song about life.
Yes.
Upbeat inspirational song about life. Are you feeling down?
Mm-hmm.
Does Michael Bolton come on this bitch?
Yeah.
He actually comes on this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
It is
comes
upbeat.
Comes on Starfire.
Oh, and who wouldn't? Teen or otherwise.
All right. He's about to jump in.
He is? I'm waiting for it. Oh, there he is. Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, I love the song.
That's good, man. I like that.
Yeah. That's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie. I haven't seen it. It's on the Max.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
There's a lot of things I haven't seen in the DCU. Let's talk about it. Shazam. Fox don't give a.
I don't plan on it.
Black Adam.
Yeah, Black Shazam. I don't feel like watching it.
Saw it the first time. It was called The Mummy.
Or Scorpion King.
Or Scorpion. That's what I meant to say. I think they all bleed together, right? They bleed together like that Soundgarden song. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and dial 91059er. No, but seriously.
Well, anything DJ does is the same fucking movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm tired of him now. DJ's Dwayne Johnson there for all you uninitiated folks out there that aren't with it. We dropped the references like the train of thought, and the train of thought came to take you there. Talib! So don't get it twisted. It's going to be a hodgepodge kind of show tonight.
Yeah, man.
It's a potpourri.
It's been a weird... I mean, are we going to just jump into... are we just going to jump into... is it going to be the main event? What broke the internet this week?
We could talk about a few things that broke the internet this week.
All right.
What else broke the internet this week? Hold on a second. Hey, can you just run the topics by us again?
The motherfucking brawl in Montgomery. That shit was fucking nuts.
Okay, well, we could talk about that. The brawl in Montgomery.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Break it down for the folks that don't know the Kamikaze's out there in Kamikaze podcast land.
So, basically, dock worker... Mm-hmm. Telling people to move their boat.
A black man, by the way.
You know, I wasn't going to take it there.
But I think we need to take it there because this is what develops the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think they were just really drunk. They would have fought anybody.
Oh, you think so? I was watching. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to step on
here. I think they would have fought anybody.
Okay. Then shame on me for turning into a race thing. There you go.
He tried to move, but I mean, it ends up turning into
a race.
Yeah. So you're not totally wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Tells them to move their boat. Several times, and then he just unhooks their boat and starts moving their boat himself. And everyone's like, all right, cool. And then people who own the boat start fighting.
Mm.
And, you know, all your Bradleys and Brentleys and Jacksons with X's.
Graysons.
Yeah, all of them. You know, all of them last name, first name people.
Exactly.
So they start talking shit. And you can tell that the dock worker was just like, fuck this job.
Mm-hmm.
Takes his hat off, throws that bitch up like the bat signal.
He did throw it up like the bat signal.
He gets stole on. He's fighting back. Someone else comes in. Another dude who knows the other white guy knocks him down. They start jumping him. So at one point it was like 6-on-1.
That's the clip that I saw that triggered me because I saw five like white dudes on this dude.
Jumped.
But then another dude comes in.
Yeah.
A dark knight, if you will. Well, I shouldn't say that. Okay.
Aquaman. Or Scuba Gooding Jr., whatever you want to say.
A silent protector. A Scuba Gooding Jr. Hey! What was that movie he did with Skeet Ulrich?
The diving one?
No, he did Cuba Gooding Jr. and fucking... And Skeet Ulrich did that movie, Chill Factor, where they're on the truck.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We saw Skeet Ulrich at my movie theater back in the day, and he'd stiffed everybody. And then a buddy of mine at the theater was like, hey, Chill Factor sucked. Like when he's fucking walking out.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, fuck you.
He didn't faze him at all.
Aquaman came in.
Aquaman came in.
And then there's some other brothers who came showing up. So then they started brawling. Like, then it was, the numbers were even now.
Mm.
So they started pushing back. They tried to retreat back to the boat. And then you had three brothers who showed up, like the big three Avengers.
Mm.
And you know they was ready for it because they were skipping to the fight.
They were skipping.
You were going to get... If someone's skipping to a fight,
oh, man.
You're going to get your ass whooped.
They had it coming, though, man.
They did.
Don't get drunk and fuck around because you're going to find out.
The man was doing his job.
You're going to find out real quick.
He was doing his job.
Doing his job.
And then my brother with the chair showed up.
Oh, the chair. Now, that's what broke it, right?
The chair shots.
I've seen all the memes. The wrestling.
It is our new national weapon.
I've seen some Boondock Saints mashups.
Just.
Not Boondock Saints. Boondocks.
Boondocks. Yeah. I'm mad.
Boondock Saints mashups would have been more interesting.
I've seen the memes with instead of Falcon holding the shield, he was holding a chair.
Oh yeah, I've seen that too. Fantastic. I've seen the one where like the chair is like in a museum.
Yes.
And fucking
and they started painting it and they showed like the chair shot and someone had like an angel of Martin Luther King looking down.
Dude.
It went wild.
It's just interesting what different media outlets have been reporting. Because I try to watch it all, right?
Yeah.
Like on anything, not just sensational shit or like something like this, which honestly went viral for what it was.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how the outlets chose to show different shit.
Yep.
So like Fox News didn't show any of
Show the instigation.
Yeah. Just showed that like these people were being attacked for no reason.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy, right? Like. And then, like, CNN and C-SPAN were showing other parts of it. And, like,
they immediately jumped to the guy getting jumped. Right. Black guy getting jumped. Right. But, yeah, when you watch it in its entirety, but like you said, it's all what it was.
It's all what it was. And we've seen shit like that go down at bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Huge brawls. I've seen all kinds of brawls go down at bars. In my drinking days, shit. When I was drinking.
Oh, shit was getting nuts.
Dude, nuts. On a fucking Tuesday, I'd be downtown at a bar, fucking Spirits. Fucking that piece of shit.
Good motherfucker. You know, nothing good happens there.
Nothing good happens there. We're talking a hole in the wall, kids. For all my listeners up and down the East Coast and across the country, or even overseas, this was a dark hole in a wall. Like, if you fell in the wrong hole, you might end up in somebody's dick hole.
You ain't lying.
You ain't lying.
And don't sit on the couch.
Don't sit on that couch. Ooh. Put a black light in that bitch. All kinds of coming things are coming to fruition.
So, like, now another good thing about this video is the more you watch it, the more you see random stuff. So I've been seeing people just pick out random things. Like, here's something that...
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, he's showing me a picture of a guy just looking at the camera, smiling, while this other dude's getting his fucking head beat in by a chair.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is there's people that work there that they got stuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just wild, man.
It broke the internet.
People were hyped on it, though. It was a win for the delegation, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It was a win.
The memes with people walking around and they, instead of a pistol, they've got a chair strapped to their side. Like, it was like, I got that thing on me.
Dude.
We should have bought stocks and chairs after this.
I know. Those folding chairs. I call them AA chairs.
Just wrestling.
Well, I'm just saying, everybody that listens to this show, they know that I'm not so anonymous about my thing. And I'll tell you, those chairs, that's exactly what they are. Those fold-in chairs. If you're not hitting somebody over the head during a wrestling match, you're sitting in one with a coffee and you're telling your story.
And you're hearing about addiction.
Amen. You give me that juris, my addiction. And
typically,
crap.
You're in a church.
And you're in a church basement, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a firehouse.
It's kind of cool.
You know, I'm not breaking anybody's anonymity. I just, by saying that, I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is, you know.
And it helps.
Almost 10 years sober to the day. But even my sobriety can't keep me away from all the amount of clay face. All right, I was really trying to do it under a segue.
I was trying to do a segue,
and really what I wanted to boop me back up. But even all my, I got nothing. I was going to talk about that Sydney Sweeney. And her Totskis.
That's a bad motherfucker.
I mean, look, we're going to get into why we're talking about it, because I realize we've been a little all over the map. They announced this week officially, this past week, that she actually is playing a certain character coming out in a movie. And this is comic book related, and we'll talk about it. I'm sure we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But before we talk about it, that fucking Sydney Sweeney, man.
She is going to kill it. She is so perfect.
I mean, they're going to put her in a skin tight costume. She's playing Spider-Woman, folks.
Just in case you ain't know.
If you don't know, you googs, but it's in the little Madam Web movie. Why they're making a movie called Madam Web, who the fuck knows?
No one asked for this.
It's one of those Sony movies. But I'll tell you what. She did the spread for Vanity Fair. We got a little spread going.
She did the spread.
And I fucking sent you some of that spread.
Yep.
With the butter.
And I was like.
And the cinnamon.
My no.
And the raisins. Raisins. Cinnamon raisin toast?
Yeah, why not?
And the cigarettes. Let me tell you something. That bust, that body, somebody.
She,
She a bad biddy, right?
She is an underrated bad biddy.
And she's going to be playing fucking Barbarella in the fucking Barbarella remake.
I'm all down for that.
What the fuck,
that's
going to
be fun.
It's going to be insane.
She is just...
She a bad bitch. I first saw her in fucking Handmaid's Tale, right? Like, yeah. No makeup. She got the fucking, you know, Handmaid's, like, nun outfit on and shit. Fucking everything's covered up. And she's kind of a little crazy. She's trying to give her body away to homeboy, but he's stuck over homegirl. And if you don't know, you watch. If you don't care, then it's fine. You googs. But she kind of came off the... You know, she was kind of under the radar, right?
Yeah.
Then I seen that Euphoria.
And that's what blew it up. And y'all keep talking about Euphoria. I haven't watched it yet. Well, I need to watch it.
I watch it with the wife, right? I like it because it's technically really just a show about addiction, but there's other stuff going on in there. Like the main character's in dying. She's addicted, drunk. Yeah. She's doing all kinds of crazy shit. And they actually cast like believable actors to portray kids in high school. It's not like fucking 90210 style.
Yeah, where they're 40.
Right. So... And it's crazy now watching something like that now, you know, because it's like high school now. It's like fucking drugs and depression and suicide. Not that that shit wasn't around when we were in high school, but
we just didn't advertise it.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah. And like the phones and the fucking social media. One student's like doing like OnlyFans shit online. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like crazy shit like that.
Well, nowadays it's just cool to a lot of people who have this, like depression, anxiety, stuff like that. Actually aren't getting the help they needed because there's other people who are just saying it just for attention and clout.
And now we're going to assess mental health on the podcast. That's what we do on Comic Con's podcast, kids, a geek podcast for the rest of us.
There's just a lot of fakes out there. And there's a
shit.
Fuck them. I don't care. They know who the fuck they are.
Damn. I mean,
there's people who really need help.
The opinions on Comic Con's podcast here do not represent all the opinions.
Yeah, these Comic-Con's are the podcast. Opinions of the Winter Schuler and the Winter Schuler alone.
Winter Schuler alone.
So don't worry if you got problems.
And I respect.
Come see me. Give a fuck.
I would. You know what? To play devil's advocate, you're probably right. There probably is some of that, like you know, cry for help kind of shit, where it's like
for likes and clicks.
You know, some I would agree. Yeah. I would agree. Because, I mean, even when we were in high school, there was guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
And gals. It was like one girl would show up with, like, fucking hospital bracelets on. It's like, why do you still have the hospital bracelets on? You know what I'm saying?
Those, those we're all are from when you were born.
So we're all supposed
bitch.
But there were more, some kids were more dramatic than others. I had the flair, myself included. Correct. I had a flair for the dramatic, you know. And then you look back on some of those moments, you're like, God damn it. Really? You know, a girl breaks your heart, and you're like, but I love her, and there ain't nobody like her.
Yeah.
But now I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, daddy. Daddy. Daddy, hold me, daddy.
Until you get older, and then you just learn. It's not yours. It's just your turn.
You just realize that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You were just another cog in the wheel.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Move on.
And there's plenty of fish in the fucking sea. There's so many fish, you know?
But it.
You don't know that your future wife could be fucking 12 years old when you're fucking 20?
Yeah, that's right, guys. Don't let your girlfriend stop you from finding your wife.
Right. But then on that But then on that note, sometimes when you're in it, you think just that's it, right?
This is all that.
That's all that will ever be.
Yep.
And I would say that even in my 20s when I was in a horrible relationship. You know the culprit.
Yeah.
And I wasn't much better.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying this girl was like horrendous because, I mean, I was just as horrendous. We just were
you
not.
You were just equally fucked up.
We were not good for each other.
Yeah.
But then you think to yourself, oh, no one's ever going to be there for me.
Yep.
If I don't stay in this toxic relationship, then I'll never find anybody.
Correct.
Because I'm such a shitty person.
Well, the thing is like it's not that you're in love. You're just attached.
But I'm saying you think that you're in love.
Yeah.
When you have all these people, like, no, dude, like we love you, like you're good. Oh,
yeah.
You can totally.
Y'all just,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I had a family member like that too, and just super toxic shit. And everyone was like.
Get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
Like, I can't. And then it finally broke. And he was like, okay, now I get what y'all were saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
for years. Especially when you bring a girl home to mom. And mom doesn't like her.
And when they get the name no from mama.
Dude. But that, what are you talking about? She's a good person. She's just not social. No, she not good.
Yeah.
Mama don't lie.
She's like, don't ever bring that bitch back.
And papa don't preach. You know what I'm saying?
Because I ain't in trouble.
The thing is, it's funny too, because you got the nicest parents of all time.
I know, dude. I know. And it was like, my dad used to get fucking lit, like set off. If you didn't come to the front door, or even the back door through the garage, if you didn't come in and like say hi, introduce yourself, say hello. And this is not even the same girl I'm talking about. This is another girl that ended up breaking my heart. And I brought her home to meet mom and dad, quote unquote. But I didn't actually bring her into the front door. Like, I was already out at the gazebo at the pool, you know what I'm saying, in the backyard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. First world problems. And I'm just at the pool fucking at night. And she met me, like, she didn't come into the house. She just met me right at the gazebo.
Yeah, just like met at the gate.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she's hating the man. Maybe we're trying to get, you know,
a little finger blasting or whatever.
You know what I'm saying? And so my dad hears us talking out there. He comes out and he goes, real nice. You didn't come in and say hi. You know, and for him, he was, that meant
Dick was pissed.
Dick was pissed. He was pissed. God rest his soul. He was pissed that this woman didn't come in and say hi. Like that set him, and from day after that, he didn't care. Didn't like her.
It
wouldn't matter if you had a rap sheet as long as this fucking table we're sitting at.
Yeah.
But if you came in and said hello to my dad, he liked you.
He would treat you just fine.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah, as long as you ain't shanking anybody in his house, you was good. Great. He was a great man, though. He was such a nice guy.
Yeah, he was the man. He was the man.
Yeah, so that's Sweeney.
That's Sweeney.
She bad.
She make you do things you would never want to do.
But now, we both acknowledge this is a movie that no one once, and she is going to be the only draw for this movie.
Let me tell you something right now. Opening night.
It, call out, we're good.
Bro, we're going.
Yeah,
and I'm not even going to be in the same state when this shit comes out, and I'm going to drive down.
You coming down?
Yeah, I'm driving 2 hours to see this shit. And if you're listening, Boofer 81, you better fucking tag along too.
Bring your ass.
I'm serious. Like, honestly, I don't. These Sony movies are kind of intriguing to me because I know they, on paper, they're probably horrendous. Although I say that knowing that I didn't see Morpheus. But
I did.
You did? In theaters?
I saw it in theaters, and I watched it at home just to make sure I wasn't being that hard on it.
Was it? And it was dog shit.
I was not wrong.
It was dog shit.
It was a shitty movie. Jared Leto was just monotone the whole time.
Now, you're not necessarily the MCU's biggest fan. You like some good shit from the day, but the last few movies you haven't liked.
Like Phase 4.
Right.
Phase 4, Phase 5, right. I don't give a fuck.
It's all dog shit to you.
All dog shit.
Right. That Secret Invasion didn't even fuck with it.
I haven't even seen it.
It's very disappointing. It's very disappointing. I know. But I say all that to say, like, you have no allegiances.
No.
So you will watch something objectively and be like, you know what?
Just sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
So hearing that was part of the reason why I was like, I haven't even checked it out yet. And I haven't even watched Black Adam, because that's other shit I want to watch.
Yeah.
So I don't, when I get a chance to watch something, you know how it is.
Yeah.
I want to sit down and watch something.
Yeah, you're going to sit down and watch RoboCop.
Right. Dun, 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 wow. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hands down. That's true. I got a lot of shit added to my list in my queue that I've already seen that I just want to go back through.
Because they're fun movies. I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Right. But I think this might be a fun watch. It's all chicks.
Yeah,
some of them might have dicks, and they're going to be in
guaranteed one, at least one.
At least one.
Guaranteed.
Got to have one.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, though.
You know the climate.
Sometimes, look, on that same note, have you ever like watched something like, oh, jokes aside, you ever watched something on the Hub or, well, not anymore because the Hub tries to get your age now, but on the X-Vids or the XNXX or the fucking,
what are some of
the Spank, ever watched like one of those like, you know, shim, she, him's fucking coming in the mix, you know? It'd be like a chick and like a chick with it. And I was like, oh, suddenly that skirt goes up.
Damn, D. Williams.
It's always D. Williams. And I fucking watch that shit sometimes.
Because I'll be like, what the
Because it's a woman's body, but with a dick.
It's one of those things where like.
And then they start talking. They're like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I watched that shit. Me and Power talking about that the other day. Like,
it's intriguing. You're kind of intriguing. I'm intrigued.
There's one with Siren Demur, right? It's always D. Williams or Siren.
Yeah.
They're like into that shit.
They're there to get paid.
And Siren literally crawls up to the chick with said dick while she's opening the freezer, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing that. Like, I'm looking in the freezer. I can't see anything. Actually, she's more like, I'm just looking for the do-si-dos. And Siren's
sound like Buffalo Bill and shit.
Oh, dude. Don't you fuck.
Would you fuck my dog? Would you ruin my dog? Would you fuck?
I almost said, would you fuck my dog? Oh, that's what he said in the movie.
Yes.
How about that Buffalo Bill voice?
Was that his voice?
No, yeah. That's a great character actor. He was in a fucking, he was in that Van Damme movie, Nowhere to Run, as the bad guy.
I'd like to find his inspiration for that one.
He was in Heat. Yeah, he's been in tons of shit. And he's got that same, yeah, we had him, but, you know, can't seem to get him.
Fucking Heat.
Dude.
That movie was ridiculous.
Love that fucking movie, dude.
Yeah, we did. We did a show on that.
Yeah, oh, you goddamn right, we did.
Fucking
me and Powell reenacted the goddamn diner scene.
Of course.
No, you're thinking of Dead Heat.
Dead Heat. We did Dead Heat.
You and I did Dead Heat. Now that's a different fucking movie. Heat's a drama and a
still
classic.
Fucking ridiculous.
Dead Heat's something completely.
It was a good. It was
with
fun.
Joe, was Joe Piscopo and who was the other guy in that shit?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
I don't know. It was just so bad.
Go
it
back
was
to
good.
The archives, folks. That's what tonight is. We didn't have a movie or a show, so we're just going straight up Dead Heat on this ass.
Yeah, we're just talking about whatever the fuck we got to talk about.
Mm. But I do think that these Sony movies, like I was talking about the Kraven movie not too long ago, and I think that looks like a giant piece of shit, but one that I'll enjoy seeing with some friends in a theater.
I'm actually kind of... No one asked for Kraven either.
No one's been asking for any of these movies. Like, who is at Sony going, you know what we need? Madam Web, okay? We need a Kraven. No, what?
Kraven the Hunter, absolutely.
Next thing I know, they're going to do a fucking lizard movie or some shit. Or, like, what, we don't need these at all.
I'll tell you what, though. Aaron Tyler Johnson, or Taylor Johnson, whatever his name.
Kick ass.
He looks great.
He looks
that
good.
That son bitch is handsome.
He sounds good, too.
God
the voice.
Damn, yeah.
And Russell Crowe's in that motherfucker?
Yeah.
It's R?
The only reason I would be happy with a Kraven the Hunter movie if we get to see Savage Rogue.
Just for no reason.
For no fucking reason at all.
In the Savage Land.
And there's Rogue.
There's Rogue in her Savage Land costume.
It has to be.
Which basically means she's Tarzan's woman.
Now, if that Cave just woman. Shows up for no fucking reason.
I'm game.
Like, I don't even want it to even make sense to the story.
Oh, dude. Why should it?
Hop to the Savage Land. There's Rogue.
Because I miss like those 20th Century Fox Marvel movies. I miss the X-Men movies. Even the bad ones were fun.
They were fun to watch.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what some of this shit is missing. I feel like even the new Marvel shows, there's cool things about them, but they're forgetting some of them are forgetting how to have like just fun, silly, dumb shit.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I feel like when you take yourself too seriously, it's like, it doesn't work too well.
Because
I know you didn't like She-Hulk because I don't even think you saw it.
No.
But She-Hulk, one of the things I loved about it was that it just didn't take itself remotely seriously. And it was just silly shit.
But according to you, that's comic accurate, right?
Right.
Because
very comic accurate.
She was very fourth wall breaking, apparently.
Yeah. Tongue-in-cheek, self-referential kind of thing.
Like Deadpool-esque.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it is girl power shit. But at the same time, it's like it worked in the context because that's what her shit was. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And that's why I like them rolling the dice and taking a chance like that. With that fucking Secret Invasion, it's like we barely saw any Skrulls. And
so you've already seen the whole thing.
Oh yeah, dude, it's horrible. It was like six episodes.
Yeah.
Apparently Don Cheadle, fucking Rhodey. Apparently Rhodey's been a fucking Skrull since fucking Civil War, which makes no sense.
Hold on, but
right.
Why is his leg still broke then?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was his legs were working fine, and then they killed a Skrull, and then they found the real Rhodey, and he was, like, barely walking. So that makes us, that's making everybody think, oh, he was a Skrull since Civil War then. Because remember, he was walking around in Endgame and shit and fucking.
But he was walking around with the prosthetics.
With the prosthetics.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's dumb as fuck.
It is kind of dumb as fuck. So I don't know. They didn't take any chances. They didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It was all just like standard operating procedure. And I think that's what they need to wake up. Maybe take a break of filming shit for a while. That's why this Madam Web shit, like, it's probably going to suck. But it is kind of taking a risk. It's taking a stab at some characters that who the fuck gives a shit about.
I think they're riding high on the Spider-Verse shit, too.
I think that's what they're banking on.
Yeah.
They know that because the way people showed up for Venom.
Venom was fun.
I don't know how well the sequel did.
I didn't watch the second one.
But it got a sequel quick.
Yeah.
So that first one did really well.
The first one, I enjoyed it. People hated it. I thought it was kind of funny.
I liked it. I thought it was good. You and me and Bufor saw it.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
And Sean.
Yeah.
Got that motherfucker out.
Because he's the resident Spider-Man expert.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we needed him for that.
You can't see a Warner Brothers movie without a Warner Brothers ball cap, and you can't see a Spider-Man movie without Sean Lemmy. I mean, you can.
But it's just not the same.
But it's better when you got him.
Yeah. I enjoyed Venom. So this Madam Web, depending on what they do with it.
What they do.
I just want them to make it an enjoyable movie. I just want to enjoy the movie.
It'll be enjoyable if fucking Spider-Woman shows up.
Just boom.
Naked.
If we get that pew from Oppenheimer.
Actually, I don't even need that full nude. Just give me like partial boob, side boob. How about one tit just hanging out like Hollow Man? She's asleep, right? And that little nighty goes a little push. It's windy outside. The wind just blows that little nighty. It's a lace nighty.
Yeah, it's windy 40 feet under the ground.
Is she under the ground? Why is she under the ground?
No, for Hollow Man, they were underground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was real windy down that bitch.
Hey, no, it was windy. It wasn't a hand. It wasn't an invisible hand. Just pulling it. No, there was none of that happened. No, I'm saying like if she's like, you know, in the barrel. She in the barrel.
Just a little slip.
One titty flop. There's something about a single titty flop. We got the door open too, so anybody can hear this. One titty, it just brings it out of me. And I'm not even necessarily a tit man, but I love a titty flop.
It's fun because I'm like, nah, I want to know what the other one looked like.
But I almost don't want you to take that second one out.
But I don't.
I want more, but I don't. And that's exactly right. That's what the show's about tonight, kids. Email us at comiccons@gmail.com if you have a stance on the one titty flop.
Actually, that's pretty much how we feel about Marvel now and comic book movies in general.
Yeah, pretty much. We want
more. Hey,
stop poking the mics.
We want more.
But we don't.
Actually, yeah. That's not true. I think we're ready for an X-Men movie. I think we're ready for a Fantastic Four movie. I think we're ready. I don't need them to, I don't know. But what am I talking about?
For another Wonder Woman movie?
I mean, let's talk about it. Gal Gadot, great segue, by the way, because I was out in the sands. I was wandering in the dunes. I am going to see that Dune sequel. That looks dope. Gal Gadot said in an interview she's promoting that fucking Heart of Stone.
Yes.
Haven't watched it. It's on Netflix.
I think it just dropped, though.
It just dropped.
Yeah.
I play a spy. I've always, ever since I was a little girl, I've always liked the James Bond movies, you know, and you say, hey, Bruce, you can't do it. What did you do last night, Diana? Does your pussy smell like strawberries? What is he, Dracula? Hold on. Diana, I want to know, does your pussy taste like strawberries? I want to suck your clit. I'm sorry.
And she's like,
oh, nothing. Oh,
no, nothing. Oh, you come and find out.
You come find out real quick. Ay de mi que suerte. Wait, why is she Hispanic all of a sudden? I haven't watched it. But she was at a press junket. And she said, oh, yeah, Wonder Woman 3, it's happening for sure. James Gunn, Peter Safran, they're developing it.
And she said, faux show.
She said, faux show. Internet, now who knows? Maybe somebody was like, did she say for sure? Did she say it's maybe happening?
And like she said, she talked to James.
But now they're saying it's not happening. But you think she's just creating buzz?
I think she's pulling and what they did with the original Deadpool, where they got a little money to shoot some test footage. And it magically got leaked.
Mm.
And, you know, Ryan Reynolds he's still denying it. He was like, only four people had this footage, but, you know, I'm 70% sure it wasn't me.
He leaked that shit.
You know he did.
So you're saying if Gal Gadot shot some shit or some test footage shit.
Footage or just created enough buzz.
Well, it's interesting because if they go this route, let me ask you this. Do we care? Just flat out. Do we care?
I wouldn't mind a redemption movie.
Wouldn't mind it because, I mean, 2 was trash, right?
2 was garbage.
I like some things about it.
something.
I liked
nice.
It when she landed in Pentagon City Mall in those fucking pumps.
Boof.
You know, and it had a nice bright flair to it that I liked more than the original, the first one. I thought it had a little bit more of the, I liked the bright colors in it. I thought it had a little bit more kind of Richard Donner Superman we could see. And I think she needs to be in bright movies, right? Like her and Superman, like the screen should be bright. It should be daylight all the time.
Because they're a shining light.
Right.
They're not in Gotham.
No.
So
that's the contrast.
Turn the lights on.
We all know in Gotham the sun never shines.
Not once.
Not once.
It rains and it stinks.
It rains and it stinks and it's sand is coarse and it gets everywhere. Shut up. And for Wonder Woman to have a movie to come back and kind of have a saving grace from that second one, that would be good.
I'd go see it.
I like her as Wonder Woman.
I love her as Wonder Woman. I think she's the perfect Wonder Woman.
But do you think it's all bullshit? She's just trying to be like, please, you know, bring me back. Come on.
I mean, it's a good chick.
Because The Heart of Stone, I feel like it's a, I don't know how well it's done, but I feel like it's a little bit of a cry for help.
Well, it's, she probably got that in her contract when she did Red Notice.
Do you know how this movie even came about?
No.
She wrote down, I forgot what it was. It was like, I think she wrote down the character's name. And that was it.
Emma Stone?
I don't think it's Emma Stone. It's something Stone.
Something Stone,
her character's name is something Stone. And she just wrote down the name and took it to her agent and said, I want to make a movie about this woman as a spy. And then they made it. This is very reminiscent of how Predator also got made, the 1987 Predator. Like, I think essentially it was almost the same thing where two directors or a director and another producer had like sat down. I think Shane Black and somebody else sat down and they were like, oh, this is the premise for the movie. There's a, you know, predator.
Yeah.
And he kills people in a jungle or something like that. And they just made it into a thing.
And just, you know what I'm saying? Started,
right,
you know, brainstorming from
think,
there.
I think. Might have been something else too. Might have even not even been Predator. Might have been like Predator 2 or I don't even know. But it was something like that where like it just came out of thin air on a piece of paper. And that's why it's like, it's crazy to me. Like, I just want to make a movie where, you know, my character's name is Stone and maybe I'm a jewel thief. Maybe I'm a spy. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, you got to think about it. So she did Red Notice
with The Rock.
With The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds has several, you know, he's got a couple.
He's got his own production Netflix, company. Yeah.
With his and own he, company, and he's,
oh, he's got
a deal with
stuff
Netflix.
Too. Yeah. And The Rock does too, doesn't he?
I believe he does too.
They all got deals with Netflix.
Yeah. So I think they all three did that movie. And I think in her contract, she was going to get her own spy type movie. Because Red Notice was a spy type movie anyway.
It was a fun little ride.
I liked it.
It was a one and done, though.
Yeah. It's, you know, just sitting on the couch one lazy afternoon, you're like, eh.
I'll tell you what, I think everyone's just trying to jump on that Chris Hemsworth train.
They are.
Because that fucking Extraction, one and two,
yep,
balls to the wall, fucking badass rides.
He could have fun with
it. And he's creating a franchise. And I think you got to get the right people involved. Like, he got legit stunt people making these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you need. You know? You get the right people involved, it's good to go. Like, when they announced the cast for this Fantastic Four movie, when they finally announced the cast, and we already have the director, that's when people are going to get hyped.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because it'll be something new, something fresh, or it should be.
I did hear, though, that they're planning on making the story centered around Sue Storm.
I'm okay with that. I heard the same thing, too.
I'm not okay with it.
But it's Vanessa Kirby playing her.
I don't give a
fuck. I fucking love that Vanessa
Kirby. It is the Fantastic Four.
It's not the Fantastic One.
Exactly.
Like you didn't pick up a fucking Fantastic Four comic for that Sue Storm.
No.
That ass.
No.
I always
she
want
no Psylocke.
Hell no, she want no Psylocke.
Yeah, okay then.
Let's break it down then. But in the 90s, they tried to give her a Psylocke costume. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I don't remember that one.
No, so in the 90s, they redesigned her costume, right? When everything was going tit for tat with Image Comics and shit. It was like, no, we gotta make her more sexualized. This is a true story. You can Google this. Where the four was on her chest, ripped out, so it's just a bare four, so all you see is the skin there. So her titties are sticking out where the four is. We had four cleavage. They sexualized her, and she came in, and Reed Richards was so busy doing his experiments, he didn't even notice, and she got furious with him. True story. You can look this up. She was pissed that he didn't notice her new sexy costume.
Yeah.
Now, women out there reading this are like, well, that's fucking bullshit. You're just sexualizing a smart character.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this. Make her the main focus, but give us a little throwback to that.
You know, maybe when they're going through suits, maybe she comes out with one.
Wouldn't mind seeing a shout out to it. That's all. You know? All
right. Well, hopefully maybe, someone's listening.
Maybe it would be cool if they make her the focus, if in terms, not the focus, but in terms of like she's our avatar, like we see it through her eyes coming in, she in terms of meeting Reed.
Yeah.
You know, that would be kind of cool. Like she's coming up and then she meets Reed and Ben and all those people. And then, you know,
because
we don't want a married starting off, but then we also don't want an origin story.
I don't want another origin story.
You don't want to see the cosmic rays hit them.
No, I want them. I want them to just start off.
Just start off being them.
Outside of Doctor Doom, who else? And Galactus. So maybe they're fighting Doom in the beginning. But I don't want them to nerf Doom either, because I love Doctor Doom.
It would be interesting. They're going to probably give us an origin of some sort. I don't think there's any way around it. I don't want it either, though. I'm with you.
Who else do they have other than Doom and Galactus?
They got Mole Man.
Maybe they're whooping his ass in the beginning.
I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, just start the movie off with them beating the shit out of him.
Honestly, the formula for any kind of superhero movie where it's a family, nobody has cracked it better than Incredibles.
Yep.
Because 2 was pretty good, but that first one...
It was great.
...is really solid. It did a good job of introducing the characters, but not dragging too much on the origin.
And the movie wasn't... It's a cartoon, so it wasn't even that long.
No,
because
it wasn't.
It's meant for kids with short attention spans.
Right.
But they got everyone's arcs and personalities out.
Poof. And you got great action. You had some good feels.
Ass.
You had... Oh, God. Damn. I mean, that Elastigirl. Have you seen on the TikToks and the Twitter world? Hey, Twitter world, and the fucking IGs where those, you know, you see like a reel and somebody like every now and then Disneyland reels will come up in my shit, and it'll be like because of cosplay shit I think that I like.
Yeah,
and it'll be like the princesses, you know, and like on one hand you'll watch one. I'm gonna really set this up for you.
All right.
On one hand it'll be like, you know, a Snow White being really good with like an autistic child, and it melts your heart, and you're like, oh shit, you know, the kid's like touching her and shit, and she's like not freaking out. She's like, oh no, I, you know, and she's in character, and it melts your heart, so you like it. And then you see one, and it's like they're doing like the parade of Disney princesses, right? And they're all just, you know, they're looking the part, and they're all pretty attractive women, young women playing these, you know, bringing joy to the masses, you know, touring the riot scene, you know. And then it'll cut to fucking Elastigirl, and she's on this like scooter thing. And she's doing the fucking, now she's got the head like a Pixar just head that's like oversized
head,
but then the body's still a woman's body in tights, and she's doing splits on this thing, like the leg is up in the
air.
I have seen that shit and liked it more times than I care to admit.
She was on that scooter busting it open,
and it's always like some
she busts it open. I was like,
can you imagine, like, you're there with your kids and you're like, you know, like, I'm here for the look, I got a firsthand account from many proud papas out there that have been to Disneyland, and they all say the same thing, like, oh, we might have come for fucking Pocahontas, but we stayed for Elastigirl.
Goddamn right.
And that Jasmine, too. Apparently that Jasmine's got some back on her, too.
How do you feel about the people who, again, these are...
Oh, lay it on me.
Yeah. How do you feel about the people who go to Disneyland but don't take kids?
Well, it's interesting. Maybe they never got to go as kids themselves, so they want to go now. I never went as a kid myself. But I don't know. Now that I have a kid, I feel like I still wouldn't go.
Would you go without him?
I don't know if I would. I mean, look, that Star Wars part of the park seems pretty intense and awesome. And I don't know if you'd be able to enjoy that if you had, like, little ones. So it might make sense to go as a big kid with some friends and, like, enjoy, like, do the Guardians part and do the Star Wars part. Because the Star Wars experience is supposed to be insane.
Yeah.
I could maybe see that. You know, maybe Epcot Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I mean, like, Universal stuff, something like that.
Yeah, that's more It is a little strange.
But, like, the Disney princess thing, I don't know.
Apparently the whole thing's a nightmare regardless, though. Because you got to wait in these long lines. It's hot as fuck. It's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's a goddamn nightmare.
Damn. Yeah. I mean,
I've never been.
I never plan on going, so.
I've never been.
Yeah.
Not even to the one in Florida, right? Isn't Disney World in Florida?
Yeah.
And Disneyland's in California.
California. Yeah, Lands, California, Disney World is in Florida.
And that's what we talk about on the show, kids. If you were confused about which one was which, now you know.
Yeah.
I go black.
I always just found
James never went.
You've goddamn right.
Never, huh?
Oh, no, I mean, for like the first and second Obama election.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fuck you laughing at? I'm serious.
So flatbacks.
Love flatbacks.
That's your thing.
You're goddamn right.
Okay.
Yeah, you give me a flatback to Kaylee, I'm happy. Long backed it.
But just never went. I mean, you like what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I grew up in the country. Mm-hmm. So we had flatbacks riding horses and shit.
And they'd see you, you know, I'm like, oh.
It's always been my thing. Oh, and owls. I love owls.
Owls.
Yeah. Old white ladies.
Old white ladies. Never fucking heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Guess that makes me an old man myself.
Yeah. Old white ladies.
Old white ladies.
Good times.
Hmm. Now, how old are we talking here?
How old you got?
How old I got? Well, welcome up to open up door number two, Hank.
Hey, fuck you. Don't bring me into this.
Oh, man. Yeah, good time. I love it. Good times.
But yeah, it's, yeah, but flatbacks. Goddamn flatbacks.
Sometimes I can't help myself. You know, I get on the mic, I start rattling away, prattling even, and yeah, you know, I just get a little discombobulated, you know?
Yeah, I'm waiting for this strike to be over with. I want to hear some new news. You know, everyone is, especially this happened right when everyone started breaking the world with the Deadpool Wolverine costume.
Mm-hmm. They were filming Deadpool 3. Yep. I said on the last podcast, I said, I just need Deadpool 3 to happen.
Yep.
That's all I need to. I don't even need anything else to be made for like the next 10 years. Just finish Deadpool 3 for me.
Middle of filming, strike.
Now, aren't you stoked on Loki season 2? That's around the bend.
It looks good.
It looks good, right?
I love season 1. That was one of the few Phase 4s that I did like.
You're goddamn right. And you like that Captain Winter Soldier.
Oh, I fucking love that shit.
WandaVision, not so much.
Once it got out of the TV thing,
Took a lot of risks.
They took a lot of risks.
Nobody's done that. Like, no one's ever done that.
I still don't see why they just let the bitch go.
I know.
You literally just enslaved thousands of people.
I know. And then in Multiverse of Madness, she like,
bro,
murdered hundreds of people, maybe.
I would say hundreds.
Yeah.
And they were just like,
But I want to see her again too. I'll see Agatha in her own show.
Now, I thought they canceled it.
I think it's in the can. I think she's done. Really? So we will get that, and we're gonna get Echo in November.
Okay.
You know, the whole we're getting the whole season though. Like, instead of week to week, like, that's that's how much they're confident in it. They're like, we're just going to give you the whole thing
because
it sucks that much.
Just why not? Fucking... You know what? At least they can get their numbers up if people binge it.
They are hurting, though, between Indiana Jones flopping and then something else flopped. Haunted Mansion flopped, apparently. That was $150 million in the fucking...
Well,
the
I could have told them that was going to flop.
I didn't even like the fucking Eddie Murphy one.
No.
Speaking of Eddie Murphy... Beverly Hills Cop.
That shit looked dope.
I thought it looked like absolute dog shit. I'm so glad I never saw the light of day.
I would watch it.
But for the folks that don't know, Shuler sent us in our little thread that we have a little clip, a leaked clip of Beverly Hills Cop. I guess it was supposed to be a series.
I don't know if it was a series or it was kind of like a Creed thing.
It was like, but it was going to be on TV, like a TV movie or show or a few episodes. And Axel Foley's son...
Correct.
Yeah, but Eddie Murphy shows up in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brennan. Damn. I don't know.
Fucking fuck. Zool out there fucking. Are you a god? Then die.
If anybody asks if you're a god, you say yes.
That's where it all started, baby. Original content. Okay? That's what we're missing. I ranted about this on the last episode. I'll rant about it again. That's what we need. And if you're going to make something based off something, just make it fucking...
Just make it accurate to what...
Show us your tits, kind of thing.
And show some tits.
You think we'll ever have the gratuitous nudity that we had back in the 80s and 90s?
I don't think so.
We get it on TV more than anything now.
You get that shit on Instagram more than anything.
But I'm saying like shows on Netflix now and Hulu are racier than some of the movies out.
Yeah.
Like theatrical movies. You know?
I agree.
You know, I don't know what that...
I think there's more boxes that need to be checked in a movie.
There's a lot of boxes that need to be checked.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to check them boxes.
This box needs to be checked too. What's in this box? Because my wife and I will watch a show that has a lot of sex in it, and then we turn to each other and like, we tired? Okay. Let's just keep watching. All right. I'm just gonna rub myself. I'm just gonna rub myself through the sheets a little bit. Do you mind? Do you mind if I just put it on you? Can I just put it on you?
I was like, do you mind if I just put it through the hole?
Do you mind if I take my penis on through the pee hole?
What?
Huh? Probably not a true thing at all. Probably not a true thing at all.
And I hope not. Oh, I like respecting you, but at the end of the day,
sometimes you just don't want to take everything off. Sometimes you just want to put
it. See, that.
No, honestly, real talk. I think I've done that more with just straight up masturbation than sex. But then sometimes I do want to be barebacked masturbating, you know? But then sometimes I'm like, I'll just fucking put it through the thing and fucking go to town.
You ain't scared of getting that shit on your clothes?
No, I got easy cleanup. I got easy cleanup. I catch it in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't circumed.
You just tie it off. What the fuck?
You know, so you just keep going. This is a fucked up show. We try to throw some nerd shit in there.
Yeah.
Here and there.
All right. Know? Last but not least, Blue Beetle.
I mean,
we're gonna go see that?
No. I mean, I know you like that guy. I know you like that guy.
I like Blue Beetle.
And I know you like the guy playing him.
I do too. Yeah.
I do too.
Cobra Kai.
But I don't know. I'm not even hating on it. It's just not for me. I can already tell you, like, it's for the 7 to 13, 12-year-olds that are like, this has like a Power Rangers type feel / Iron Man type feel, and it's going to be fucking batshit crazy. And that's awesome. Yeah. Like, if I was fucking 7, I'd be all about this shit. But I'm watching it, and I'm like, I don't know. It's just not
appealing.
I don't know. To me, they're just, again, this goes back to, like, we've seen so much shit now. And I think I talked about this with you on the Flash show.
Yeah.
We've seen everything now.
Yeah.
So you really got it. Like, Flash had some really cool shit in it that we hadn't seen.
Yeah.
But then, overall, there was a lot of shit we had. Mm. And I feel like Blue Beetle, when I watched those trailers, I'm like, I've seen this, the slicing the bus in half. The flying up in the space and being like, all of that. Oh shit. Yeah. I've seen it all, man.
You're right.
I do like that he gets to talk to the
scarab.
Right. Yeah. That's cool. But then we saw that in Venom, kind of.
That is true.
And Iron Man.
Yeah, because of Jarvis.
And it's going to be the face in there. It's going to be his face, the same Tony Stark thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which there is no hood in the Blue Beetle suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's fucking dumb. I don't like that part.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that might be something I catch on the max.
Okay.
Unlike Black Adam or Shazam. Which I like the first Black Shazam. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I call it now.
But yeah, I mean, I haven't even watched the new Harley Quinn series yet.
I haven't watched it either.
The new season, yeah.
Been slacking on that.
I mean, there's just other shit on.
Like RoboCop.
You know?
I'm like, I just got finished watching all the Fast and Furiouses again.
Goddamn right you did.
Why?
Sometimes
because it's awesome.
Sometimes you got to go back through some shit that you like. And I appreciate that about you. I'm not immersed in the Fast and Furious world, but you love that shit.
Yeah.
I would argue your Fast and Furious is like my Star Trek 5. Sometimes I just want to watch William Shatner.
Yeah.
Four movies in a row. You know, I went through all those missions before we watched the new one. And sometimes you just want to do that.
And we pointed it out. Mission is it's just Fast and Furious with better espionage.
It really is.
But it was a fun watch. It's
a fun.
I don't see why Jay hated on it so much.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Clark.
There was some hokey moments, you know?
Like the parachuting through the window of the train.
Actually, I love that shit.
That shit was funny as fuck.
I love that shit. And I love he was getting fucked up and like getting tossed around.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
He didn't show
I love that it wasn't his
ass.
Plan to jump off the fucking cliff.
Yep.
Even though we know it was Tom Cruise's plan. I love that it wasn't Ethan Hunt's plan.
It wasn't Ethan's. Nope.
That makes it kind of better sometimes.
Yeah, because they had to improvise and be like.
Right.
But they do that
shit. God damn.
They do that shit a lot in Fast and Furious.
God damn.
We got pool balls and dogs barking.
Pool balls and dogs barking. We're in the mix of it, folks. We're at Wayne Manor. And the kids have run amok.
Yeah,
this would be some
Damien.
Yeah, Damien's down there just tearing it up.
Bitch.
What kind of sex party do you think going on in that Wayne Manor, huh? Cameras everywhere. Bruce be voyeuring like a motherfucker.
You think so?
I mean, let's talk about it. Who's getting laid?
I think he has you coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to sign an NDA.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll pap you out.
Mm.
And then have Alfred take you home.
Interesting. Interesting. But what about the family? What about the family?
First of all, we all know Dick Grayson.
It's fucking Barbara.
Fucking.
They fucking all the time. They fucking in the Nightwing comic. Nerd alert.
He's fucking her.
He's tearing it up.
Starfire.
I love it.
He's fucking.
Dick. I love Dick. Dick.
He was right. Damien ain't fucking nothing.
That was Starfire saying that, not me, by the way.
I think.
Look at this. Tori Amos is playing on my YouTube. My fucking algorithms. Look at this. Don't ever say this show doesn't have its feminist moments, you know. Okay, somebody hurt her when she was younger. Okay, they just right. Leave that alone.
Yeah,
there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place.
Who else? Tim Drake ain't fucking nobody.
You don't think Harley Quinn got fucked in that manner before? Selina Kyle definitely did. Selina Kyle.
Quinn, probably by Nightwing.
Hmm.
Like, you remember that one?
That animated?
The animated joint.
Where they hit Jonah. She totally, like, raped him. Like, she tied him up and shit.
Yeah. She was getting chains and in
front
of him.
They didn't show it, but, you know.
But it was implied. It,
right.
It was funny, though.
It was good. That was a good one. That was actually a good one. I actually liked that one.
She looked over and was like, oh.
Excuse me? I thought we were taking it off.
Click.
Click.
She took it.
She took it. They all take it.
You know, I tell you who get the most ass up in that joint is fucking Alfred.
You think so?
He can't be cleaning that bitch all day.
Now, I like to think there's some chambermaids that come in, or just some straight up Latina, like fucking Molly Mays that come up in that
booty
bitch.
Latinas.
Straight up. You know? Because that's another category on the hub. And I love that shit. Hey, instead of cleaning, how about not just cleaning, but I'll pay you to take your top off, and then fucking it just escalates and escalates and escalates.
Because he's got access to all the funds.
Of course. You know what I'm saying?
Not like Bruce and Bruce ain't
counting. Bruce does not do his own accounting.
No.
Lucius Fox is up in there too doing tag team shit. He's just like straight up making Tubi movies in that bitch.
Fucking Tubi.
Tubi movies. Have you seen some of these Tubi movies?
They're shooting people, they fall down late.
Dude,
they have no blood.
Whew,
some
blood.
Amazing acting.
I gotta hit the head real quick. I'm about to burst. You
all right.
You
just put on a pausey joint because I gotta go too.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Pause that joint.
Pause that joint. So it's funny. I was standing outside the bathroom. We took a little piss break, and I like from my peripheral. Somebody walked up, and I started to I was looking at something on my phone, and I was about to be like, "Hey, did you?" It was definitely not you. It was definitely definitely like a white dude.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, he's like,
Yeah, and then
I still want to look,
and then you came in. And I saw this thing, Blue Beetle, first reactions, my favorite post Nolan DC film, and the general takeaway is this: Blue Beetle is a surprisingly solid superhero origin story with a winning performance by star
Zhao
Merduena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And plenty of heart, humor, and warm embrace of Latin culture. To read all the reactions, hit the link in the bio. Best DC movie since The Dark Knight. That's what they said about The Flash, and it was god-awful. Gunn is such a hack. So is Mexican culture like the whole Latin culture? They kind of lost their credibility doing marketing for The Flash, which wasn't bad, but not for an excellent film. Just watched this one last night. This isn't cap. Blue Beetle is a banger. Miles better than The Flash. And to be honest, just as good as most Marvel's origin stories. So people are kind of...
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah. So, but I mean, what do you think? You think that's legit? I mean, we were just talking about it.
I don't know if they were paid. Like, you know, they had paid reviewers.
Do you think Tom Cruise was paid to go see The Flash and like hype it? Because remember when he hyped it, he was like, it's the best movie out right now. It's what Hollywood needs.
But it was a good movie.
It was good. It just had some... Good. Why didn't they finish that CG? I mean, come on.
They had a 10-year budget. Ran out.
You only been making the movie for the last 15 years.
They ran out. That's the only
Have you watched it since?
No, not yet.
Neither have I. I want to watch it, though.
I want to get a good rewatch on it just to, you know, really get a to pick up on some stuff we didn't see.
Pick up on some stuff we didn't see. I like it. But yeah. I like it. Like I like this Sweeney.
Nothing this year, or probably next year, or the year after that, is going to beat Oppenheimer. That's it.
I think you might be right. I think that takes the cake for 2023. I think it takes the cake for 2023.
There's nothing that can come out this year that's going
to
smoke.
I mean, we liked Mission. We liked, I took the wife to see Barbie. I liked it. I really liked The Flash, but there were things that I recognized that was kind of eh. But I really liked The Flash. Yeah. I did. But there was a lot. I still haven't seen the new indie.
And I really don't care. Yeah,
I didn't see that new Transformers.
I saw that. I watched that. I liked it.
It was good.
Yeah.
But did it set apart from the other ones? Did you stand out going, damn? Or could you bury that in with all the other ones and just mix them all up?
Unless you were a fan of Beast Wars, you really wouldn't give a fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't care.
Okay. They animals, but they robots too.
In disguise. And in disguise.
Ollie, how about the weather?
It's going to rain. Thanks, Ollie.
How about this other movie? We'll close on this because we don't talk about him enough. Michael J. fucking White. Have you heard about this?
No.
Along the vein of Black Dynamite, he's in a new movie, a Western, like a black Western. I would say this is probably a mix between Blazing Saddles and Black Dynamite.
I was going to say, we talking Mel Brooks movies?
Hold on. I'm going to pull up the trailer. We can watch it and just have a good time.
Do a little reaction-y?
That's what we do. Do a little reaction, guy. Not Black Dynamite. Black. Is it Black? Here he is. Oh, yeah. Outlaw Johnny Black. Okay. All right. Don't worry. I'll edit that in post. But this shit looks fucking amazing and hilarious at the same time. I mean, it doesn't waste any time. First of all, why can't he be the narrator of every trailer?
Everything.
He punched a horse.
Fuck that horse.
By the way, that's really Michael J. White slapping people and kicking people.
Yeah. He's a hell of a martial artist. I'm there,
right?
I'm there.
So it opens, I think, in September, like mid-September, so mid next month.
All right.
And I think that's worth coming down and seeing with some friends.
Yeah, that'll be worth it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
I mean, he punched a horse.
He punched the shit out of that horse, too. I mean, it's not like anyone's ever not wanted to punch a horse.
I mean...
I fucking hate horses.
It was funny when Conan punched the camel. It's funny when you punch a horse. I'm sorry.
It's just funny.
It's funny, you know?
Because it's unexpected.
It's unexpected, and it's a goddamn horse.
Especially if you lay it out, too.
Right, and they have huge cocks. Like, they're going to be okay.
I don't know how that...
You know, when someone says, like, horse cock, you got a horse cock over there.
I mean, yeah, but how are they going to be okay from
getting
punched?
Because if you got a huge dick, you can take a couple punches. It's those medium to little dick people we got to worry about, because they ain't getting up. You know what I'm saying? Which is why
we got any scientists here.
Which is why
we got any scientists listening to
the
show.
Which is why I can always take a punch. A bummer cock.
You needed that thing where those fucking like digital sunglasses come down.
Oh, dude, just like which is why. It's just like I got you one better. I mean, I feel like we need to really like try to do several takes sometimes, you know. So sometimes we can just do it our own way and just make it all about us. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, it's like when you got a big dick, you can take a punch. You know what I'm saying?
But that doesn't supposed to mean that.
Which is why I can always take a punch. Again and again. Because I'm saying I got a big dick. That's what. I should have dropped it earlier.
You know,
which is why I can always take a punch. I'm just saying.
At that point, you should have said, because I got a big dick.
Because I got a big. I mean, sometimes you need some AC/DC to walk you out, you know?
I love AC/DC.
I fucking love you, brother. Thanks for doing this. This has been a fun little night.
Love you, miss you.
Love you, miss you too, man. Let's go get that bass drum.
Yeah. You can get that shit out so you can set up your studio.
And people be coming around. They be asking. They be saying like, oh, whose studio is this? Mine. Because I got a big dick.
So big, he ties it off at the end.
And remember, it's just fiction.